What's that sound? What's that sound?
Searching for the sound. That's the sound of the men.
I like the sound of that.
I really like the sound of that. It's a beautiful
sound. You have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
The sound of music.
The sound of music lives here.
That sounds wonderful.
Welcome to the Thursday Night Music Club. On the Carney
it's
Show.
The club. Welcome to the club. No shirts, no shoes, no clue. On we go. Dan Dirkholtz will be with us in a bit. Sam from the Sound bringing up the local scene. Greetings.
Loved one.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
And we'll get into the music thing in a bit, but I always like to start with your arm, your philanthropic arm, that is. The one that for perfect for radio, by the way, and for Facebook followers, you know what I'm talking about. She is so evil. Play it forward. STL.org, a charitable effort to get instrumentation into the hands of school kids who otherwise wouldn't be exposed to that, and doing great work, and people are catching on. So let's talk about what you got, what you're looking for, what's happening.
Okay, well, first of all, I would really like to have $100,000.
Okay.
Out End of
time.
Story.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, if anybody out there has $100,000, because in my opinion, I think we can knock out the St. Louis School Wish for $100,000. Then we can go to phase two and three of the Play It Forward program. So
that's your house in Cabo?
No, not at all. I'll stick in my little place over there, my little brick house. I'm okay with it. Here's our theory. So $100,000 knocks out all the schools. We get all the instruments they need. Then we take the local musicians into the schools to assist with tutelage. Like that word?
Someone got a thesaurus.
Then we put on performances together with local musicians and the kids. But until we reach that goal, we'll go ahead and continue what we do now. And this week, a lady named Aubrey emailed me yesterday, and she has a guitar amp. Very happy about that.
I know you needed that.
Yes,
hooray.
I did. Yeah, very happy. Our friend Brian at Frazio's Frets and Friends out there in West County, he came through with the 30 recorders, like we spoke of last week. And well done him. And I'm going to take those to the school on Tuesday. Very excited about that.
That's going to be a lot of noise.
Oh, my God. They're 30 fourth graders. I can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
And you take a tape recorder and like bring that in next week, a tape of all 40 of them playing recorder.
Do you want me to?
Hell no. Yeah, actually, I would like to hear just a little clip. Little clip of that.
I'm going to post the video up because I'm taking pictures and video and the whole bit.
All right, cool.
Today, Javier Mendoza, who we love, donated one of his guitars. That's a hot item.
Yeah.
And a guy named Eric from Descending New Angels has two acoustic guitars for me.
Terrific.
I know.
There anything in particular that you're on the hunt for? You're still looking for music stands, aren't you?
Still looking for music stands. I need 27 of them. We're down from our 30.
Yeah.
So come on, people. And I just went through a instrument wish list this morning. And, you know, we needed the 30 recorders. Well, I have a school out there that actually needs 100.
She doesn't have a problem with tutelage, but wish list trips her up. Figure that out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What'd you say, face?
Stop it.
So, actually, I need 100 recorders if anyone has those laying around their basement. I'll take those.
Okay. Well, monetary donations are always nice because
then you can turn
around and pick those things up.
Yeah, and I can get this stuff wholesale. So, go to the website, playitforwardstl.org. There's a PayPal set up. You know, if everybody pitched in a dollar, you know, I can knock out a couple of schools, which is our goal. So,
Good luck with 100 grand.
That's all I need is 100 grand. Somebody's got it.
All right, well, keep the work coming and keep doing what you're doing. It's making a big difference.
Thank you very much.
Play it forward, STL.org. Now we move on to the local music scene of people playing places. So let's give some long love to the... Now you're rubbing off on me and I can't speak.
I haven't rubbed you at all, okay?
Now some love for the unsung heroes. There we go, of the local music scene. Like this band, for example.
So Much Closer. I love this band. I'm a huge fan. Always have been. They'll be playing at the 2720 Cherokee.
Been there?
I haven't.
Nice
and
room.
Yeah, you keep saying that. The show event is called the Free Down Economy Listener Appreciation Show.
The what?
The Free Down Economy Appreciation. Oh, shit. Oh. Listener Appreciation Show.
All right, so it is the listener, the free, all right, here we go. Free Down Economy Listener Appreciation Show. So yes. I assume here comes the dumbest part of the whole thing. No charge, I guess?
It's free.
Yeah, because if they charge, then it would kind of really be silly.
Yeah.
All right.
Go against the title of the event.
Did you say the date? Did you already say that part and I missed it?
I did not. October 8th.
Okay.
Which is tomorrow.
Yeah, it is tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. 2720 Cherokee. Several performing bands. For the Colony, Rum Boogie, and the Muldoons.
Okay.
Yeah, did I pronounce that right? This is So Much Closer. This is off their album, Felt Not Seen. And the name of this song is Untitled. Literally.
It is called Untitled?
It's called Untitled. Well, I double-checked that twice.
Hear some of that? Here we go.
Distant eyes. Mind-drive stories of us tonight. Here we go. Now play the rescuer, you the enslaved queen.
So Much Closer, free concert tomorrow, 2720 Cherokee. Where is that located?
2720.
Free Down Economy Listener Appreciation Show, and along with So Much Closer, Rum Boogie will be there, and the Muldoons will be there also.
Check out So Much Closer on Facebook. Aren't we glad we got rid of the MySpace?
You know, there's still some bands doing it, and it's become primarily a spot for musicians, which is why it started. MySpace was really for bands to share stuff.
Really?
And then everybody else jumped on and they got bored, but the musicians are still there, and they still...
I just checked mine the other day, and I had like 608 messages.
Yeah, I remember the last time I checked MySpace.
Man, it's been a while.
So,
moving forward.
Okay, well, you're in charge. What do we got?
You know, it's my show. Kidding about that. This is a band or a gentleman that is not from St. Louis, but I thought it was well worth a mention. Guy named George Walsh out of Virginia Beach. He's a producer. He's an artist. He owns a record label. And he had a vision to put a compilation disc together with local artists in their area to benefit the Trevor Project. Are you familiar with the Trevor Project?
No, we have a producer named Trevor here, an engineer, but that's all I know.
Not even close.
What is it?
The Trevor Project is based out of Los Angeles, California, and it's a suicide hotline for younger people of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community. And you know as well as I do, in our own community, we've had a lot of suicides in the gay community. So when this came across my desk, I just thought it was very cool. You know, in my opinion, music heals all. So I talked to George this afternoon, and I'm like, let's talk about what you guys have going on out there. The Trevor Project is a national hotline. It's open 24 hours. That number is 1-866-488-7386. If you are in need. And they created a disc, a CD, and it's called Indigo. I like it. And we're going to listen to a track off of this song, and the track is also called Indigo. It's nice.
Call How do you walk that way? Hey there, butterfly boy. Go fly away. I know that I talk different. Sometimes I wear these sparkly shirts, and your friends all say I'm girly. Don't you know how much this hurts? But it takes all of the colors to make a rainbow. Most people don't mind be reds and blues or even yellows.
From a CD called The Trevor Project, and that is that George Walsh there on that,
that is
piece?
George Walsh, and actually the CD is called Indigo, and it's also the title track to the album. A mixture of local artists out there in Virginia got together and put this CD out. If you would like to purchase the CD, proceeds will benefit the Trevor Project. You can go to indigocd.org and pick one up there. If you're in need of some suicide prevention, there's a 24-hour hotline. You can Google the Trevor Project, call the number. And I did want to mention that on October 20th, it's a nationwide Wear Purple in honor of the six gays who committed suicide in the recent weeks. And I have their names if you would like me to read them.
Well, there was the one kid from Rutgers that was just in the news.
Yes.
Remember that his roommate put something on the web, and yeah, it was horrible.
It is horrible, and you know, it affects all of us, so it's our community, and it's obviously a problem nationwide. So the names are in honor of wearing purple on October 20th are Tyler Clementi, I believe I have that correct, Asher Brown, Seth Walsh, Justin Aberg, Raymond Chase, and Billy Lucas.
I wonder if Seth Walsh is related to George, who did the project.
I don't think so. He didn't mention that today. But I liked George Walsh. I thought he was a very cool cat. And this group is touring, and they're going to plan a tour in St. Louis. So maybe when they get here, we can talk more about the Indigo Project.
IndigoCD.org for more information on the disc. All right, Sam, we got time for one more. What are we doing?
Oh, my favorite, Johnny Fox.
Your favorite Johnny Fox?
Oh, I just love Johnny. I've loved him for years. And this is impressive to me. Johnny has been playing music in St. Louis for, I don't know, 20-something years. And he is just now going back to school because he's going to become a music teacher. So that's warm to my heart, as you know. He's a great guy. And he will be playing September 22nd at the Lafayette Fire Company, 1801 Park
September
Avenue.
September 22nd.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
Maybe October 22nd then.
Okay.
Coming up, not past tense.
Yeah, good.
First time he'll be playing at our venue, and very excited about that. Johnny's just amazing. Love it. And this song is called South on 7th Street, and it's off his CD, Hot Sauce.
October 22nd at the Lafayette Fire Company. That, of course, in Lafayette Square. Sam, nice job.
Thank you, sir.
With the work tonight, don't forget, play it forward, STL.org, to the philanthropic arm as they try to get music in the hands of some kids. Dan Dirkholtz joining us in a bit when we continue with the Thursday Night Music Club. Hang out.
Midnight or so, it seemed like a perfect time for me to do some walking. I had a couple of things on my mind, an answer I needed to find, but too moody for talking. Well, I was headed south on 7th Street, past the scrapyard bins in the factory, when a bottle of wine made sense to me, yeah, yeah. Well, I was didn't even get down to halfway through when some broken down, penniless, homeless fool walked up to me and said, I know what you need is a drinking buddy. Hey, boy, that's me. He said, pass that jug song, don't be shy. Ask me why I come and I tell you why. He said, one, you know I'm broken down. Two, my woman put me out. Three, I got nowhere to sleep. I said, well, damn, old man, have a drink on me. He said to live your life with no rhyme or reason. Cause you only get, baby, one time on this ride.
The following is based upon true events.
My teenage daughter uses Facebook, and I've always been worried about who all her so-called friends are. So when I heard that